At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily and happy Tuesday, everyone. It's Tuesday over here at Yoga Girl Daily, which of course means it's Tune In Tuesday and time for us to tune in and do a little bit of self-reflection. Today, I have a topic in mind that gets me going. And this is something that I feel like it's important for all of us to have at least a moment in the week where we get to reflect on this so that we can find an avenue to release this energy if it's stuck in the body.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our topic today is frustration. And I find this really fascinating because frustration, or that feeling of being frustrated, it's very linked to two things. It's linked to anger, of course. Sometimes anger can mask as frustration, but instead of releasing our anger in a full and complete way, we find ourselves just feeling a little bit frustrated by different things all throughout the day. The second thing that frustration is really linked to is inaction. Sometimes we can actually walk around with a feeling of frustration for the simplest things, where actually we are able to take some sort of action to either clear or heal or fix or walk away from that thing or situation that's making us feel frustrated in the first place. So if you have the ability to sit down, finding that comfortable place, you can close your eyes and take a couple of deep breaths with me. Go ahead and do that right now. Let's take a cleansing breath right here. So take a deep breath in through the nose. Open the mouth and let it out. So our topic for this moment of self-reflection is this. Something that frustrates me these days is. Something that frustrates me these days is. And take a moment just to feel how that question or how that reflection, how that's resonating inside of your body. What's been frustrating you lately? And if you find yourself in a really calm and happy place right now, perhaps you have to dig a little bit deeper to actually connect to something. Maybe you just came from something really frustrating, or perhaps you can pull 10 different things out of the bag right now. But whatever first comes to mind as something that's been hard lately, something that's been frustrating you, something that maybe gets your blood boiling. It could be that thing that keeps showing up in your life in different ways, or perhaps you see it all around. Perhaps it could be an injustice, something that you see happening and unfolding around you that really has been driving you crazy. It could be an injustice that you're facing at work. It could be something that you've been moving through with a friend or in a relationship. It could be something petty and small that's taking place in your household. What's been frustrating you lately? Take a moment to really just connect to that. And then feel inside of your body the emotion or the energy that's stirred inside of you by connecting to that frustrating thing. Perhaps you feel your heart beating a little bit faster. Maybe you feel your blood actually boiling. You actually are able to raise the temperature in our body a little bit by connecting to that power that lies beneath frustration or anger. And as you meditate on this a little bit, see if you can take a moment to connect to what lies beneath that situation. So perhaps, you know, if you're frustrated by something unjust that happened to you or to someone at work, maybe what lies beneath that feeling of frustration is a feeling of being powerless, of not being able to act or change. If you're frustrated right now by the current, you know, by the climate situation, perhaps what lies beneath that is a sense of fear. Where are we going? what's going to happen with this world. If you're frustrated with your partner right now, perhaps what lies beneath that emotion is a little bit of insecurity. What's happening in your relationship? Perhaps you're looking for some sort of change to be sparked in your partner, but you're just not seeing it. Have you communicated that? Have you actually dug a little bit deeper to what lies beneath that feeling? Maybe you feel frustrated because you feel overwhelmed and you haven't given yourself enough space to soften and relax and de-stress. What's beneath that feeling of frustration? Is there something you can do to take action around that? Is there something you can speak up about? Is there something you can change? Is there something that you can move around or shift? Or perhaps is there something there that you can walk away from or let go of? Only you know the answers to these questions, but give yourself just another few moments to really breathe into that space. See if you can connect to what actually lies beneath that emotion. Let's take another full breath in. Open the mouth, let it go. Go ahead and blink your eyes open. I would love for you to immediately following this podcast, either take a moment to journal on this topic because it's an important one. Something that frustrates me these days is, or find a person, a friend, or someone to share with on this topic. There's usually always something that lies beneath frustration. And if you can get to the bottom of what that is, you will be able to clear out some of that heavy energy so that you can move through the rest of this week with a little bit more ease. Thank you so much for tuning in with me on this Tuesday. I'll be back tomorrow.